went fishing yesterday, caught a few small ones, but I caught a lot. Caught a bunch of small ones yesterday.
You went fishing yesterday.
Yeah, I went fishing yesterday.
Is this a metaphor?
Yeah, it's a metaphor.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize how many
game last night. You didn't have time to go fishing. Okay.
I didn't have a baseball game. Went to my daughter's softball game, fell behind 10-0, battled back, took an 11-10 lead, and then lost 14-12.
Dang, that's epic though. Good for them.
But you know, to do that after catching so many small fish yesterday was phenomenal. Not a lot of girth with these fish, but still caught a bunch. So I didn't realize how many Alabama people we had watching and listening to this show. Do we need to change?
It's a lot. Like,
do we need to change our outlook on a daily basis? Do we need to change some of the stuff we do, or I don't know, dress any different, or
no?
I'll just leave it right there. Anyway, welcome everybody who enjoys Village Vice. All are welcome here. All are welcome.
Sure.
We have a very
some
active...
more welcome than others, though. Can we agree on that?
Sure. Sure.
Not everyone is welcomed equally, but all are welcome.
All are welcome, just not equal. I like that. Put that on a t-shirt. I like that a lot. Very active audience, and you can have active wealth as a part of your life. How about Active Wealth Management? Today's show presented by Active Wealth Management and our guy Ford Stokes. Give him a call today, 888-814-0304. You will get a complimentary portfolio analysis. Listen, don't take your retirement like on a day-by-day basis. Be planning now for what's going to happen when you retire. And some of you watching and listening are closer to retirement, maybe, than you would like to admit. Some are closer than others. ActiveWealth.com, Ford Stokes.
We talk about intentionality with everything, you know, goalishing intentional over and over and over again.
Yep.
Talked to Ford Stokes on the phone earlier this week, just checking in.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get more intentional than that guy. So
that's right.
You want intentional when people are handling your money. So yeah go give Ford Stokes a call.
So and mention our show when you do, please. And please. He will take care of you. So you get that portfolio analysis free because you mention our show. So take advantage. Right,
where are you going with the fish thing?
Speaking of intentional, nowhere. Just we caught a lot of Alabama fish yesterday. We had comments on an Auburn show, which is a little strange.
Was that a joke on the side? I'm dying for you to get there.
Here's what I'm going to get to there. Joseph Goodman. I never thought I was going to be reading excerpts from a Joseph Goodman article on Village Vice, another Alabama media member. But he wrote about Auburn yesterday, and it wasn't a hit piece. There were no pot shots, believe it or not. And I'm just wondering, now he wrote it on April 1st. Did he write it as a joke? Or is there some substance? Is there some foundation to this? Did you read this? Did you see this by any chance?
No.
The headline is Auburn College Football's Next Instant Contender.
Interesting.
I'm not going to read the entire thing. Obviously, nobody wants that, but I'm going to read a few lines. So here it goes. It's probably unfair to expect a playoff berth in Alex Golish's first season at Auburn, but it wouldn't surprise me either. If Indiana can make the playoffs in its first season with a new coach, then so can the Tigers. Let me stop there. Any response to the first couple of lines?
No.
Okay. Auburn is a week into spring football, and it's already obvious that Golish was a better hire than Hugh Freeze. That's an eye-raising take because they haven't played a game yet.
They haven't played a game yet, and I mean, it's so hard to ignore everything that happened the last 2 years and really all three football seasons, but that first offseason with Freeze was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And we can't act like it wasn't. But I mean, I agree. Yeah. I think Golish was a better hire than Freeze. Yeah. I agree with him.
All right. It's interesting. So here's the next line. Freeze had us all fooled. He was more worried about his golf game than coaching football. I don't think we saw that in the first spring, but it's in the article with Golish.
I think Freeze had us all fooled. I don't think it was all because of the golf stuff.
Yeah. With Golish, it already feels different. The article goes on. His practices are efficient, can focus on details because most of the top players already know the system. More importantly, Golish arrived with an experienced senior quarterback who has the ability to win games in the fourth quarter. Auburn hasn't had that since Nick Marshall. So he's bypassing Jarrett Stidham.
I'm fine with bypassing Jarrett Stidham in the fourth quarter. He never had a game-winning drive. I don't love him bypassing Bo Nix.
Yeah, who did win a couple games in the fourth quarter.
Five letters, two words, Bo Nix.
Yeah. LSU 01 comes to mind. Alabama 19 comes to mind, where Nix led touchdown drives.
His first start against Oregon.
In the fourth quarter. Oregon comes to mind. Yeah. But listen to this now. This is the paragraph or the two lines in the entire article that really got my attention. Byrum Brown may not be the next Cam Newton or Bo Nix, but he's better than Marshall. And Brown is good enough to win at Alabama against a Crimson Tide team that's still riding the wave downward following the retirement of Nick Saban. For an Alabama media member to write that phrase, to write that paragraph.
He's part of the machine, right?
Yep.
Better than Nick Marshall. I don't.
Yeah.
That feels dirty to say.
Doesn't it, though?
I don't. Man, if he is, that's going to be so fun.
Zach, the production is off the charts more. It's not comparable.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know Nick Marshall because of what he did once he got here.
Well, and Nick Marshall his stats were fine. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to downplay those. But Nick Marshall's, okay, we need a big drive. You're going to get it. Like, yeah. It factor, moxie, swag, aura, like whatever you want to say about it. That's what made Nick Marshall great, especially in 2013. So my big question is, can Byrum do that? Can Byrum do that in the SEC?
Yeah.
All right, Auburn's down 4 with 6 minutes left to go in the game. What do we see? Yeah.
Right.
What happens?
Hey. That's necessary, too, because a lot of these games are one-score games in the fourth quarter. How many times, not to pick at old wounds, how many times in the last two seasons has Auburn had the lead going to the fourth only to lose it? Or they've led in the fourth only to lose? So whether you're down 4 or whether you're up 4 and you need a score to put the game away and not give the other team an open door.
Right.
Yeah, can he do that? And there's a line here that is just delicious. Alabama vulnerable this spring. Want proof, not hard to find. Alabama scored a grand total of 3 points in the Rose Bowl with a quarterback who's now being projected to go in the first round of the NFL draft. If you watch draft coverage, you would think Ty Simpson is the second coming of Joe Montana. And yet, they couldn't get anything going offensively in the Rose Bowl. They couldn't get anything offensively going in the SEC Championship. So not a ringing endorsement for their head coach or their quarterback development. The article goes on, though, to talk about how the 12 teams in the playoffs, only 3 had quarterbacks who were first-year starters. Championship game was a longtime starter in Carson Beck and Fernando Mendoza, who started a bunch of games in his career.
Sure.
Even if not at those schools, they've started a lot of games in their careers. That's important.
Yes.
So anyway, it's interesting. It was an interesting article. And it closes this way. Golish is following the blueprint to build the game's next instant contender. And his quarterback is so old, he actually started a game against Saban way back in 2023. So the impetus kind of the article is an experienced quarterback, even if it's his first year at a new school. You need an experienced quarterback if you want to go to the playoffs, because 75% of the teams who went last year did not have first-year starters. Not just at their schools, but period.
There could be a lot of new starters that they play this season, too. Some of it's going to be different schools, but
Right.
Yeah. Baylor.
Right. That fits, though. That fits.
Yeah, totally. Right.
So I thought that was interesting, and I just wondered, like, I kept waiting on the April Fool's reference in there, and it never came. So could this be, from an Alabama media member, an article that just says good things about Auburn? Maybe.
I don't know. Is there, I mean, a less dramatic way of this, which is normally not what I want to do, but just asking the question, like, is that because things are so glaringly different?
Yeah.
Things are so glaringly different here at Auburn with the way Golish is running things.
Yeah.
Versus the way things have been run, where you can't help but notice if you're not in it, but adjacent to it in state. It's like, wow, this is different. Oh, yeah. Byram was really good last year, and they already kind of seem ahead of the curve a little bit. Is it so blatant that if you're somewhat close to it, you can't ignore it?
I don't think that's less dramatic. I think it's more emphatic. It proves the point. Because, of course, those of us who saw last year, like, and who kind of saw the way that the sausage was made, so to speak, we're like, oh, yeah, this is clearly very different. This is clearly, like, the people who are at practice and who are talking to the assistant coaches, and we're hearing from Golish, and we see the schedule of everything coming this summer, like, yeah, this is really undeniably, objectively different. But that's easy because we saw it every day the old way.
Yeah.
I think it does say more that people who didn't see it every day are going, oh, this is for sure different. And as you pointed out, different doesn't necessarily automatically mean better.
Right.
Doesn't mean you automatically win more games because it's different. But if the question is just different or not different, yeah, it's totally different. So,
yeah, does this always turn into more wins? No, it doesn't.
Right.
But the old way didn't work.
Right.
So let's see what happens.
Yeah. No, if you get in the boat that's labeled, we needed to see something different because the old way didn't produce, then you're excited about it.
Yeah.
Because it is objectively different. If you need a different approach to your car care, may I suggest Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika? Listen, most people don't switch mechanics unless something goes wrong. Can we be honest about that? So, like, if you've told your last shop, I need something different, I don't, you know, don't trust where you're going right now, Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika is the place you need to go. They believe in showing you the problem, not trying to sell you on it. Photos, videos, clear explanations. You're in control the entire way. No pressure, just real answers. Trusted in Opelika, focused on long-term vehicle care, not just quick fixes. So if you're looking for a shop you can actually trust, Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika, and mention Village Vice, mention the bar in Auburn when you come in. They're ready to help. They're real hospitality, real car care.
All right.
There you go. Both baseball and basketball tonight. Thursday night action. 19th basketball game that starts at 7:30 or later this year.
Disgusting.
So that's fun. Might as well just play Mountain West Conference games.
Makes no sense.
These late tip-offs.
I think it's wild that we're the second game or the one seed.
Yep.
How does that make sense?
We're the prime time matchup, baby. 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 specific time.
What are they doing? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Like, even if you want to watch over in Lithuania, Georgia, it's 9:30 your time. Lithuania, Georgia. Okay. Lithuania.
Illinois is a state, though. I do like that. It is.
No, you're right about that. At least there is that. Yeah. So which game tonight, which singular outcome is more important? A win in basketball in the semifinals or a win in game one of the series against Arkansas? Zach, in your opinion, winning which game would be more important?
Basketball for sure. Is there a discussion here?
I think so.
Okay.
I think you can argue the benefit of playing in the NIT, like winning it is a big deal, and I don't want to minimize that because you win a championship. But like you've already gotten, what, 3 extra weeks of practice and games and team building and evaluation and, you know, kind of attitude and like you've had that. So at most, there are 4 days left in this basketball season.
Right.
Whereas with baseball, a win tonight gives you a win in game one of a series. It increases the likelihood that you win the series, and it gets you out of this funk sooner. And you need to get out of this funk sooner rather than later. So I don't know which side I come down on, but I could absolutely make the argument for baseball for that reason.
That's fine. That's fair. There's just so much time to fix everything that's happening with baseball. You've got 2 more games of basketball no matter what.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Which isn't what the average fan is saying.
I was just about to say that's very different than some of the noise that you hear from some of the outliers, which is that, oh, it's over. They've crashed and burned, and there is no coming back.
Yeah.
And so we are trying to beat that drum pretty loudly that, man, this is a long season.
So this team got swept twice on the road last year.
Before Easter. Yeah.
Yes. And they ended up being pretty good.
Yeah. They were the number 4 national seed last year. They hosted the first super regional in school history.
So, like, yeah. I'm frustrated. Yeah. I'm frustrated with the offense and what it's looked like over the last 2 weeks. Yep. I promise Butch Thompson is as well. I promise.
Gabe Gross and the players themselves. Now, you got to get it going. This weekend is tough. Arkansas has, I think, 2 of their 3 starters are lefties. Lefties have given Auburn problems. And you have to have, and the coaches have said this, I'm just kind of repeating some of what they've said, but we watch it. We know it's true, too. If Auburn's going to have success this year, the left-handed hitters have to produce. They have to.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get to face right-handers all year. You're going to have good at-bats against left-handed pitchers.
Right.
So you need Bub, you need Chase, you need Cade or Mason. You need these guys to hit against left-handers. So they've just got to figure it out. And at some point, that's okay. Like, it's okay to let them flail, you know, in the river for a little while and learn how to figure it out.
Yeah. My question is, okay, who's that guy that says, all right, we know we can be good. We've seen this. We've seen the highs of what we can do.
Yep.
Who's that guy that kind of says, all right, enough is enough. Let's find a way to get back to winning baseball games. And the team's so young. It's so young. So I'm not entirely sure who that guy is. And some of the guys that it's supposed to be are playing bad, like Bub Terrell, or, you know, Chris Rembert's been fine, I guess. But like there's some of these guys that we kind of all dubbed as dudes going into the season, and they're certainly in a slump right now.
Yep. And they can't. And I think some of the guys are letting the slump affect their attitude, which it can't do. And when you have veterans on your team, like Ike Irish and Cooper McMurray that have been through it, they are the ones who vocally, like, they don't allow you to be sad about a slump. You can have a slump. It's going to happen. Every single major league player ever has gone through a slump, much less college players.
Yeah.
But somebody has to come along and go, no, we're not doing this. We're not dropping our chin on our chest. We're going to get back out and do all the stuff we know we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Trust what we're doing, and it will work.
Right.
So, because it has before. We're not talking about it worked last year. We're talking about 3 weeks ago it was working. 3 weeks ago, they were clubbing starting pitchers and knocking them out after 2 innings regularly.
Correct.
So, you know, can you do that in the league at the same level? Probably not, but you can do it some. You can have better at-bats your second time through and third time through.
Yeah.
So we'll see if we get back to that. So I would love to hear what you guys think in the comments. Which single game outcome is more important tonight, a basketball win or a baseball win, and why? I think if you look at the series now, which is more important, a a win tonight or a series win over Arkansas, you'd probably say the series win. Wouldn't you?
Well, I don't think it's fair to say a win. Like, would I rather Auburn basketball go, like, win the NIT or Auburn baseball win against Arkansas? Like, that's tough.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I think I'd say I'd rather them win the NIT.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, we're talking about the second best tournament in college basketball.
Well, you're in the Final Four, now go win the thing.
That's right.
That's fair. They're going to be outnumbered. Right. It's interesting. They're going to be outnumbered significantly tonight off the court. But on the court, it should not matter.
You talking about like with fans?
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be a road game, basically.
Oh, because it's in
gotcha. Indianapolis, which is close enough. Plus, there'll be a lot of Illinois fans there for the other Final Four. I think some of them will be there tonight cheering on Illinois State. And it's easy to dislike. Oh, yeah. I think the fan bases of the other three schools in the tournament are all against Auburn.
That's probably true.
Because it's big, bad Auburn. It's blue blood Auburn. So they're playing in a, they will play in a hostile road environment in this game.
Yeah. I mean, it's still not going to be as hostile as playing, you know, in Gainesville or in Arkansas or in Tuscaloosa.
Sure.
But that's probably true.
No, you're right. Gainesville and Fayetteville are tough places to play. That's a good point. All right. So that's what we got going on tonight. Going to be a late night, but a good night. We look forward to it. Baseball show, Barn Baseball Show is coming up later today. Check that out. Lindsey Crosby and I will dive deeper into the Arkansas series. So you'll want to check that out today.
Awesome.
And then is there a Barncast tonight for basketball?
I'm assuming so. I haven't been told otherwise.
Okay. So you can check that out too. Like this channel has what you need.
That's correct.
For Auburn coverage.
That's correct. You covered. Doesn't matter what it is. We're here.
We even do a little barning. Fishing every now and then. We're barning.
That's right. You caught several fish yesterday. That does it for today's show.
No girth. Yes. Thank you everybody for watching. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe if you haven't yet. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.